morning in June some 20 years ago. I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. I've been looking for freedom. Muy buenas tardes, queridos oyentes. 20 de mayo y esto es Brave Potatoes en Radio Enlace. Collins, ¿cómo estás?
Quite warm.
Quite warm. You're feeling hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
¿Estás caliente?
No, it's just a studio.
Yes,
I'm surrounded by just... I feel like I'm locked in a box of testosterone, Cabrera.
That could be attributed just to the chest hair belonging to Hugo the Boss.
Exactly.
Wow. Hugo the Boss, aquí presente, nos está haciendo un striptease de...
In the house tonight. Lovely stuff.
Hugo, welcome Sesame back to Brave Potatoes, to your house. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you for paying my second set of flights to be out here today.
No problem.
The last time was a surprise. This time I was scheduled.
Yeah, but do you realise that the money had to come from somewhere, and now not only am I going to not celebrate my birthday as I wanted, I'm not getting a bloody present. It's gone towards your flight.
I thought you had to sell a kidney as well. I'm sorry about that, mate.
There's something I wanted to say about the studio. I don't know who was before in the studio, but... The microphone smells like hell. Have you tried?
No, who's on at 12 o'clock, Cabrera?
Really, no, but I will leave some chewing gums here, just in case for the next radio show.
You do that.
Collins, yes. Hablando de quejas, tenemos unas quejas.
We do indeed.
No.
Yeah.
¿Quejas de qué?
Quejas de inquilinos de... Sería, ¿cómo se diría eso? Vivienda social, algo así.
Viviendas,
¿no?
De
council houses.
Viviendas de protección.
Sí,
o
pero
de
que no le pertenece.
Realojo. Viviendas de realojo, quizás.
No, es tampoco eso. Es como... ahora, hoy en día, realmente el concepto no existe tanto, pero hace 20, 30, 40 años había muchas viviendas estas que tú alquilabas al ayuntamiento... Una casa con un precio módico y luego, a lo mejor 20 años después, con derecho de comprar, de aquí, compra por menos.
Aquí en alquiler con opción a compra.
Sí, opción a compra, pero eso fue causa de privatización, no de otra cosa. Pero vamos, es igual.
You rent a house knowing that you can buy it 20 years later on the cheap.
No, that's just a coincidence.
Viviendas sociales, digamos.
Vivienda social is council houses where you are the tenant, el inquilino. And the council, como el ayuntamiento, el municipio, ¿no? La autoridad local o lo que sea, is the landlord,
casero.
Como el dueño, el casero. Entonces, ¿qué pasa? Que gente, cuando tiene, hay un escape de agua y no sé qué, pasa con la casa, que reclaman, son más bien reclamaciones o quejas, ¿vale?
Reclamations,
Cabrera. Que han hecho la gente a los varios ayuntamientos británicos.
Venga, Collins, vamos a ver el sentir de la vivienda social en Gran Bretaña.
Okay. Number one, my bush is really overgrown round the front. And my back passage has fungus growing in it.
Wait. We're still talking about houses.
Yeah. Just about.
Okay.
My bush...
O sea, mi arbusto...
Is really overgrown...
Tengo el arbusto que me ha crecido mucho...
Around the front.
Por la parte delantera.
Sí. And my back passage...
Y en mi pasillo de atrás...
Has... Fungus growing in it.
Tiene hongos,
sí.
Creciendo.
Sí.
Ah, muy bonito. No, sí, son cosas que ocurren, ¿no? Sobre todo a lo mejor en Gran Bretaña, que las casas tienden a tener un jardín adelante y atrás, ¿no? Aquí sería difícil, pero bueno.
Then there's somebody else. Sometimes there are complaints about neighbors or about the people who live upstairs or whatever, who disturb people, who disturb other tenants. He's got this huge tool that vibrates the whole house, and I just can't take it anymore.
hablando del vecino de arriba, tiene esa enorme herramienta que vibra todo el rato y no puede soportarlo más.
No lo puedo tomar. Es como es, hay una lost in translation porque I can't take it anymore. O sea, bueno, no lo soporto. Bueno, sí. Pero aparentemente son reales estos porque han compilado todas esas frases que han, o reclamaciones que han, que tienen doble sentido, ¿no? Y lo típico, ¿no? Lo ponen ahí en la oficina y alguien nos ha recopilado. Cabrera, it's, you know what it's like living with dogs. You know, with dogs in the area.
I never
where
been
they
living
foul
with dogs.
The street, or just in the area. Well, it's the dog mess. The shit, the dog shit, the dog mess that I find hard to swallow. Translate, Hugo.
Es la cagada de los perros que me resulta difícil
tragar con
ella. me resulta difícil tragar, sí.
Sí.
Fuerte. Eso tiene que ser picante, ¿no? No sé.
Depende
de lo que han
eats.
Comido, ¿no?
Mike, can you explain us how's the flavor?
Well, are you referring to that time when I was a little bit drunk and also confused? No, I have no idea.
Okay.
I want some repairs done to my cooker as it has backfired and burnt my knob off.
Que quiero unas reparaciones para mi
horno, ¿no?
Para el mi horno, para el horno, porque pues ha tenido un tipo de explosión y resulta que ya no tengo polla.
Sí, knob, que es como una palanca, un
sí.
Mango, un mango sería algo así.
Mango, un botón de esos, ¿no? Y también la parte más...
Es una polla, está hablando polla. De su polla, claramente.
Estás estamos hablando de...
Sí. They're not beating around the que bush sí. with that one. Sí.
Another one. I wish to complain that my father hurt his ankle very badly when he put his foot in the hole in his back passage.
Que su tío se...
Su padre...
Sí, que me gustaría quejar porque mi padre se hizo mucho daño cuando metió su pierna en el hueco que hay en mi
pasillo
de atrás, ¿no?
Sí.
Tiene hueco ahí. Hay espacio
tobillo.
Para más de un hueco ahí.
Pues
eso es lo que
por eso ha hecho mucho daño precisamente al tobillo. So,
curioso.
And another thing about loud neighbors. Right. And their 18-year-old son is continually banging his balls against my fence.
El chico de 18 años está continuamente chocando bueno. con sus pelotas en
chocando sus pelotas
contra mi
contra
valla.
La valla de
contra
chocando
mi valla.
Sus pelotas contra la pared, sí.
O contra mi pared.
Contra
fence
su pared.
Against my fence.
Ah, contra su
valla.
Valla.
Colin, creí que solo nuestros vecinos. Creí que solo nuestros vecinos de Canillejas eran ruidosos, pero hay cosas peores entonces, ¿eh?
Oh yeah, think so. Maybe I'll read one or two more and we'll save some for next week for the show 100.
Oh, ya llegó
because
el
of course today is program 99.
On the 20th of May.
99. Have a 99 thing.
What's the weather like?
It's sunny.
It's quite warm.
It's scrunch, no? How do you say it? No.
A bit
scorching. Scorchy.
Scorchio.
Something like
it's a scorcher.
Vicolo Longo.
I wish to report that tiles are missing from the outside toilet roof. I think it was bad wind the other night that blew them off.
Quiero quejarme porque faltan tejas en el baño exterior. Yo creo que fue un mal viento del otro día.
Yeah, exactly. No sé,
un escape de mal viento, yo creo, ¿no?
Un escape de aires.
Sí.
Uf. So there we go. So maybe if you're lucky, I'll read you some more for program 100. Okay.
No podemos esperar ese momento. Mike,
Hugo and Hugo the boss and Mike and Sufi are just having a chat there. Sorry, you interrupting Cabrera.
Mira, gracias a Dios se acaba de instalar la nueva versión de la base de datos en el ordenador de la radio.
Menos mal.
Menos mal.
A relief.
Sí, yo estaba ya muy nervioso, ¿eh?
Sí, ya era el momento de decimos cuándo llega. ¿Hay alguna cosa que odiéis más que las continuas actualizaciones de programas que no necesitáis en vuestro ordenador?
Yes.
¿Qué odias más aparte de eso?
Hitler.
Fair enough.
Adolf Hitler. Fair enough. Was worse than constant upgrades on my computer. And Leicester Rugby Club.
Ana Rosa Quintana.
That's quite a pair, isn't it?
So, there we go.
Hey, Mike, he oído que tienes una historia aquí que compartir con nosotros, ¿verdad?
It was actually a story that I wanted to share with you a few weeks ago, actually, but I forgot. It's not a particularly long one, but it's about something, people doing silly things in America.
No way. People
not
doing
not possible. I don't believe you.
Well, put me to the test. I'll put myself to the test.
How can we test you? Come on. Okay. No, I'll put you to the test.
Go on, then.
I bet you can't tell us about anybody who has done something stupid in America.
Right. To combat or fight rising crime levels, some people in parts of America have lost
guns.
They've actually been buying a hell of a lot of guns now because they're worried that they'll be taken away by Obama. Mm. He's probably got a collection of his own. I don't know why he'd need this. So, anyway, these people are losing faith in the police force and have decided to go onto the street as vigilantes.
Oh, fantastic.
Vigilantes de la playa. Vigilantes is like police, but in Brazilian, is it?
What?
Yeah, a bit more shaved, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, well, they are actually, you know, these people dress up as superheroes. They don't dress up as Superman or Spider-Man. They invent their own names. Unfortunately, I can't name any of them for legal purposes.
I forgot the paper.
Okay.
Did just say that.
But basically, these
people... You're so professional, Mike.
Yeah, I'll phone it in next week. Is the text?
You could send it to our new email address if you wanted.
Yeah. Could I send it by SMS?
No, by email to breakpotatoesradio@gmail.com.
breakpotatoesradio@gmail.com.
Anyway, basically, to summarize, these people dress up, they invent a superhero, make a costume, and go out fighting crime.
Do you know that? Do you know that's how that sounds to me? Sad.
They do have a strict no denim policy.
Good, that's good choice.
I'm gonna have to applaud him now.
Mike, is that real? That like normal people is dressing like. Es verdad que hay gente normal vistiendo como superhéroes combatiendo
gente
el crimen.
Normal entre comillas.
En América.
Sí, normal.
No,
¿tú crees que son
normales?
No, pero en serio, ¿es verdad o no?
Yes, it's very true.
Y se visten como superhéroes.
They make their own, they invent, they create their own superhero. They then make a costume and they then dress like that. And it has to be true. I read it in The Sun.
Do you know how I would dress up if I was going out as a vigilante?
With a miniskirt and a bra.
A policeman.
I have to applaud Mr. Joseph Anthony for your wonderful DJ skills. I think they are so good that you could walk onto any hospital radio.
You deserve better.
Including La Colifata in Argentina, right?
I think, actually, we had an email last week from Mrs. Burkina Faso. Her cousin is actually in hospital and would like a DJ, so...
Burkina? But is that just for his birthday party?
I will apply.
Or is that a continuous...
I will apply for that job.
You should do that. I think Mrs. Burkina Faso pays well.
No, it's not about money. It's about feeling well with myself, you know.
The most, as long as we've got freedom, why do we need money?
That's
buy things.
That's what David Hasselhoff said.
Do you have free? Can you have freedom without money? Really?
Freedom.
Oh, that's a very highly philosophical point, isn't it?
Well, I suppose
if you bought everything you'll ever need, and then you throw all your money.
Money is just a bill of exchange, though, isn't it? That's all it is. You could have something else to replace money.
A barter economy.
That's true.
But what if I have nothing to exchange?
Yeah, it's quite interesting you say that, because a homeless man, I think he was Korean or South Korean, a homeless man who couldn't remember the false name that he opened an account under, actually died a few days ago with millions and millions and millions in the bank, and he died homeless, walking around with a trolley, putting things in there.
Why did he open it under a false name?
I can't remember it exactly. I read it very quickly, but
maybe he was a criminal
because the money wasn't legal. Obviously,
yeah. To have a second account, and avoid paying taxes. Then, when new corruption laws came in, and you could only withdraw money, he couldn't remember the false name that he opened the account in. They would allow him to ingress. Isn't an English word, is it?
To deposit money.
But he couldn't take it out. And rather stupidly, as a homeless person, the money he did have, he actually deposited into the account, saying he was saving up for a house. I think he went a bit mental.
Mike, eso ocurrió en Corea, ¿verdad?
I think it was South Korea.
Hace poco me has contado una historia acerca de americanos donando material a los coreanos. ¿Cómo era eso exactamente?
Well, maybe Hugo will be able to fill in the dates or the exactly what happened. But I believe that it may have been at the time of the Vietnam War. Or I think they were sending the Americans sent condoms to South Korean soldiers. Would that make sense?
Between 1965 and 1973, Mike.
Okay, what was the average age of...
That would be Vietnamese, wouldn't it?
What was the average age of an American soldier in the Vietnam War?
No, 19.
19.
Are they all about war? Or no, I've got another one on the Suez Canal. Oh, shit.
Perdona, estamos en 50 por 15, me he equivocado el programa. Yo quiero ser millonario.
Pasa palabra. So, the Americans sent condoms, I believe, to the South Koreans, and the pregnancy rates didn't actually drop, and it turned out that the condoms were too big and they were falling off the little South Koreans. I have finished the sentence.
¿Y qué aprendemos de todo esto? Que entre países tan distintos siempre... Siempre es necesario.
Que los galeses no tienen miembros. Eso es lo que he aprendido yo.
Siempre es necesario.
Siempre hay una lección que aprender sobre los galeses.
Yeah. I am a member of many things.
Yeah, a member of his own community, many other things. Lo que hemos aprendido es que siempre entre coreanos, americanos y entre todos los países es necesario crear un puente cultural.
Not every country can have a whopper.
El mundo
está en la séptima casa y Júpiter
se alinea con Marte.
El
planeta y al amor
es el amanecer de la edad de Acuario.
Acuario
es Es imposible traducirlo.
Acuario.
No lo entendemos.
Podrías.
No, porque... the English
Hugo,
speakers,
¿podrías,
the Spanish.
¿Podrías traducirlo al inglés?
No soy capaz de traducirlo al inglés, es que no me entero.
Podríamos traducirlo al inglés. Bueno, en castellano. En castellano tampoco tiene mucho sentido.
Sí.
Yeah.
Mike, sorry, can you stop?
No, no, seriously.
Licking the window, please.
I do have a fuera de coña explication.
An out
explanation.
Of, an out of the can.
No, no, there was. It's to do with the constellations because we entered, we left the age of something.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces, maybe?
The age of Pepsi.
Yeah. And the age of Aquarius is like a new period of hundreds or thousands of years. Started in the 60s or 70s, I think. So there we go. When that song was coined, coincidentally. So anyway, what's the song today, Cabrera?
Tenemos un tema de Fito y los Fittipaldis, Collins. La verdad que de Fito y Fittipaldis creo no hemos llegado a traer nada, ¿no? Hemos traído Extremoduro, pero de Fito no hemos traído.
No, I don't think you've sung.
Collins, dos años en este programa y no hemos cantado nada de Fito y Fittipaldis. O sea, que nadie ha oído a Fito cantar en inglés.
Dice mucho.
Sí, esto dice mucho. Esta canción la ha traído porque después de más de dos años en Brave Potatoes nos queda tanto que aprender. Y creo que esta canción refleja un poco ese sentimiento.
Mm.
¿Estáis preparados?
Yeah, hit it, Cabrera.
Venga.
Go.
In your own time.
Las dos palabras más peligrosas en español. Cuando puedas.
¿Qué te voy a decir si yo acabo de llegar?
If this is like the sea, who knows any corner? Let me be more, I have to invent myself to become a fish. And I started with the bones. I never wrote in a paper, I never has been sung. What to do? And I'm always behind the mistakes. And I see to everything. The kiss he never gave me. Tell me, what can you know? Someone who has spent his life looking for the melody. Oh, what can I say if I have just arrived? If this is like the scene, who knows any corner? Let me be born, I have to invent myself to become a fish. And I started with the bones. Life is something we need to bite, with different flavors in every mouth. Your bones are not covered by my skin. That's why I never say no, I say no. Sorry, I have things to do. I'm still having hope of my life to find the melody. Oh. Let me be born, I have to invade myself. Oh, what can I say if I have just arrived? If this is like the scene, who knows any corner? Let me be born, I have to invent myself. To become a fist, I started with the bones. What can I say if I just arrived? This is like the scene, who knows any corner?
Any what?
Corner.
Corneration.
Cabrera, the change in keys alone are worth the admission cost.
That was super.
Meaning
de llave, no sé cómo se dice cuando cambias de tono.
De tono. Ah.
Pero,
desfile.
Plan no. De como ocho notas o lo que sea. El cambio de eso de tono vale el precio de entrada.
Filando o algo así.
En sí mismo. Tío.
No sé cómo. Anco.
Está muy claro que no hay expertos en la música aquí, ¿verdad?
Can we just say that?
¿Cómo puedes decir eso?
There was a slightly worrying mini strike a little while ago, but it was resolved after some laughter.
¿Ha habido una pequeña huelga?
Sí.
Sí, bueno, he visto que es cierto.
Hemos salido todos. Hemos tenido que hablar los del sindicato. Aquí.
Somos todos salidos.
No, Mike. Que habéis salido todos, no que sois todos. No. He was right.
No, es que íbamos diciendo que... Pues eso, que podemos vivir sin bancos y sin capitalismo. Y luego pensamos que, bueno, a ver, quiero una cerveza luego.
Claro.
¿Y cómo la pago?
¿Y no quieres fabricarla?
Pues, y no quiero fabricarla.
Entiendo.
Ni tengo bienes para intercambiar por ella. Entonces pensamos, bueno, pues vivimos con el sistema.
Por eso
somos prosistemáticos o algo así.
Gareth,
es hora de buscar una mujer, ¿no?
Que os mantenga.
Yeah, it's time to look for a woman when it gets. I want a beer, and I've got nothing to exchange for it. Either exchange your wife, or she does the washing up for the bar.
Well, that's interesting. I was just watching Peep Show, and Jez tried to hire out Big Sue's, his girlfriend, to Johnson for £530. Said he could finger her for £320, but he went for the £530. It kind of backfired. Johnson's now going out with her. He didn't get any money, and he's on his own again.
Serves him right for trying to get money. Well, for yeah.
Johnson is a euphemism, isn't it?
I would imagine so.
Johnson es un eufemismo. ¿No?
Exactamente.
Para as a person in the show.
Para pollón.
Ah.
Well, are you saying that just because of his colour?
No.
It's a bit racist here.
No, I hadn't seen the series.
Women work here. Can you watch your mouth?
Sorry.
No, seriously, I feel offended by that comment, that racist comment.
No, it's a serious point to washing your mouth out, though, Hugo, because you could be spreading pig flu.
Mm. I came on a plane, after all.
Joined the mile.
I didn't know that's how you got it.
That was one way of paying what was left to be paid for the ticket. Yeah.
Swines.
They don't call it sleazy jet for nothing.
I rang up the swine flu hotline the other day for some advice, and there was just some crackling.
See you next week for program 100.
Debemos cortar antes que la gripe porcina se extienda dentro del estudio. O quizás os dejemos aquí en cuarentena durante toda la semana, hasta la próxima semana. Y esperemos que sigas aquí hasta entonces.
Good call.
Nos vemos la próxima semana.
Good plan.